This is the Bible for Today, Baptist Bible Institute and Baptist Bible Seminary second year Greek class. It's the class number 13 on January the 6th, 1983. And it is from John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 24 through 53. And in many pages 163 to 172, paragraphs 158 through 163. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Let's open our class with a word of prayer as we begin tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this new year. We thank you for this language we can study, and we pray for each one of our students gathered here tonight to learn. Help us as we listen and understand and translate the wonderful words of the Gospel of John and of our Savior and his touching the hearts of men and women for his truth. Take care of each family represented. Help us, Lord, as a Bible for Today with our ministry that is wider than just our Greek class. We ask for blessings and help us especially with this computer to understand how to work it and understand it. Be with Ruth as she works on that day by day. Be with Bill and his taking of many courses that will improve his ministry. Be with Brother Arson, Lord, as he also works for Thee and serves Thee in his many capacities, even in his blindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's turn then to John 8 and verse 24. Let's see, Ruth, if you want to start that, let's see how it sounds, then you go ahead and read it, and then we'll translate it, please.
John 8:24. Epanun humin hati apothonesta entais amatiais humon. Eran gar me pistelstete hati ego emi apothonesta entais amatiais humon. John.
Okay.
Epanun humin hati apothonesta Therefore I said to you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye do not believe that I am I, although the Bible says I am he, but if I am I, isn't it?
Well, that I am, and then you could say whatever understood, that he understood, I suppose. See, in other words, it is I am, that I am. But, you know, after I am he or I am the one, you know, we could add that, see. That's all.
I am who I am, is what it means.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. You shall die in your sin.
Okay. And what is the eighth one, of course, the aorist, the apothenesta is what?
Future middle.
Okay, future middle. You shall die, apothenesco. To die is apethanon is the aorist, apophanesco is what it is, and I'm trying to get that, yeah. All right, and this is me pisteuseta is what?
Aorist subjunctive.
All right, aorist subjunctive. The sigma and the eta on the end shows it's a subjunctive. All right, apophanesta is what?
That's the future
again, isn't it, of apophanesco. Mm-hmm. Any other questions on 24? You shall die in your sins if you believe not that I am, or that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Any other comments, questions on that one? All right, Bill, take 825, please.
825. Elegon un auto su, tis a. Kai epen autois ha Jesus, tein archein hoti kai lalo humi.
Is that it?
John?
Yeah, that's it.
Elegon un alto su tis e kai epen altois ha Jesus tein arcane.
Tein arcane, huh? Tein arcane with a he, that's sort of a
arcane.
Aspirate, okay.
Ha ti kai lalo humin.
Okay, very good, Bill.
Therefore, they said to him, who who are you?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the emphatic is "you" by its very presence, isn't it? Who are you? You know, you don't need it. A is you, but, and you. As for you, who are you? Okay, go ahead.
And Jesus said to them, I call
or I speak or I say
something about in the beginning.
Yeah, that which also in the beginning or from the beginning or at the beginning, see. In other words, I say to you that which from the beginning, I said to you from the beginning, from the very start of the time when you first
asked
me.
Why is that in the accusative then, Dr.
Well, that would be your accusative of time at which. Let's see, there's certain accusatives. Let's see if we can get that particular one of time. See, let's look under accusatives here if we can, or Dean and Manny. Let's go back. Which would be genitive reference is page 75. Genitive, nominative, it's the accusative. Should look in the index, I guess.
Accusative is page 96.
All right, 96. Thank you, Bill. So let's take a look at that accusative there. 96? Or paragraph 96? Oh, it's a 90. So our accusative reference, accusative of time. Pardon me? Yeah, that must be 93, page 93, yeah. Reference.
Page 91.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't see the time accusative, but it's from an accusative case limitation.
Of measure?
Maybe it is measure. Is that measure a stone's throw? Yeah, time. Here it is. All right. You got it in that paragraph by measure, page 93. To this adverbial accusative of measure belongs the accusative of the time during which. Sometimes the accusative is used to indicate much as the locative, but time during which something takes place. Now, so it's the same that I told you during when I was speaking to you before. Let me see what the 825, that was one of them.
Yes.
What's our King James say on that one? Even the same, see, the same is added in italics. That I said unto you from the beginning, see. At the beginning, from the beginning, the accusative is a limitation, see, it limits. So a long journey, travel a long journey, it's one of those uses of the accusative, the direction, extent, or end of an action. So we would probably say it literally the beginning, at the beginning, during the beginning is the same which or that which also I was speaking to you. In other words, I was speaking to you that which at the beginning. See, if we get that tain arcain as the meaning of at the beginning or from the beginning or during the beginning or in the beginning in that sense, it's an unusual use of accusative from our English standpoint, but that's apparently one of the Greek uses. And of course, the word the same is added by the King James translators. They realized there was a little bit of a sticky problem in getting it into English and understanding it. The chi, of course, is being also. And they said Jesus said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Tain arcane, the beginning." That is, from the beginning, at the beginning, I said to you also that which what. So the same thing that I said before at the beginning. All right, any other questions or comments on that little bit abstruse rendering there? 25. All right, let's move on then to 26, if not.
8:26. Pola echo peri humon lalein, kai kline al papemsas me aletheisesti, kago ha ekusa par autu, tauta lego estron kosmos.
All right.
I have much to to speak concerning you and to judge. For he who sent me is true, and that which I heard from him, these things I am saying into the world.
All right, I am saying to the world. So that's 26, lalane is what?
That's the infinitive.
Mm-hmm. Personal laleo, and crinane, same. And so ekousa is what?
The
erst of Vaku, all right. So, many things I, from the beginning, am speaking and judging. And the I have many things to speak and to judge continuously, speak and to judge to you in the continuous present action. Any other questions? Hapemsas, man, there's that same, the one having sent me, the one who sent me. Any other questions on that one? All right. Ha ekusa, that those things which I hear from the Father. These very same things I speak to the world. All right, John 8:27 then, Bill.
John 8:27. Huk egnosan hotiton patera autois elegen.
All right, is that it? Yeah, I think that's it.
What is egnosan?
Egnosan from ginosko, Bill. Okay. That would be the aorist, I think. I think it's the third plural. They did not know.
Did not know that did not know that
Tom Patera.
The father of that their father?
No. Well, it's not the father of them, because that's not genitive. See, that would be locative and nominative. Okay. So elegan autois.
Okay, well, okay. So father would be the object, let's see. They did not know that they said.
Not they said, but this is elege, which is the third singular.
He said.
He said, or he was saying, he was speaking.
To them, the Father?
To them. There again, it's accusative. About the Father, concerning the Father, see.
Okay.
That would be a reference.
Of reference, all right. You got your thing open still? All right, your page? Mm-hmm. All right, with reference to the Father. That's very good. I have with accusative reference. Very good. On page 93C, accusative reference, with reference to the Father. That's very good, see. Concerning the Father, with reference to the Father. All right, you have that one in Bill. That's 27, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And the egnosan, we said, was aorist of kenosko. Well, what's elegan? Bill, do you remember what elegan would be?
Would be aorist of lego?
Well, it wouldn't be aorist, it's got the augment.
Okay,
because of the same root, leg,
imperfect.
From lego. Be imperfect, see, elegan. Looks like a second aorist, but it's not the different root, therefore it would be the imperfect.
Okay.
That he was speaking to them, he was continuously saying to them, you see, in the imperfect, past continuous action concerning the Father, accused of reference. Any other questions or comments on 27? All right, 28, please.
John 8:28. Epan un autois ho Jesus, hotan hypsosete ton vion tu anthropu, tote kenosiste hoti ego emi, kai ap hemau tu poio uden, ala kathos e didaxe me hopater mu kauta lalo.
All right.
When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am he, and I am doing nothing of myself, but just as the Father was, just as the Father taught me, these things I am speaking.
All right. So
as my Father taught me, these things I am speaking.
My Father taught me these things I am speaking. All right, hotan hupsosite. Hupsosite is what, Ruth?
It's I know what it means.
I imagine it's aorist. It is aorist. Hupsao is hupsao, and seta, see the sigma on there, as in, of course, the subjunctive after hotan. Whenever, see, it's an on ending, it's an elusive, indefinite type of thing. Whenever they will lift up. They might lift up Son of Man. And gnosko, gnosko rather, gnosiste, is what?
Future. future, that's also middle of
that's future middle of Kenosha, right. Then
know for yourself.
After you shall know for yourself, you shall know of yourself, you shall know for yourself. I think for yourself is about it, that I am He. And et didaxe me, how about that?
That's
two accents.
Eris
didasco. And you can see the didasco because X, the Xi, was an additional sigma. You know that's a first aorist and not the imperfect. All right, any other questions on that? All right, Bill, take John 8:29, please.
John 8:29. Kai hapemsas me metemu esten. Huk afeke me monon hapater. Hati ego ta aresta auto poyo pantante. John.
All right.
And the one sending me.
The one who sent me, yeah. Having sent me, see. Because pemsas being an aorist participle.
Okay. And the one having sent me is with me. The Father. What's a fake?
From af eimi to leave or to depart. Apo is away from, and eimi to go. You will not go away from me.
The Father.
Or leave me.
Will not leave me only or.
Alone. In this case, only a solo, alone.
Alone.
By myself.
Because I do something.
Pantote.
Oh, I do.
All when. Always, right?
Always. The.
Ta.
What is the
things pleasing, the pleasing things,
to him.
The delightful things to him, things that please him.
To him.
All right. Aristos, the very best, from Agathos. Aristos, I believe, is their superlative. All right. Afeke is what Bill and we. Af eimi, apo plus eimi, and that would be your aorist form of that. Afeke, eimi, and. See any other? How pemsas is what? Pemsas is what they're about.
Participle would be aorist.
Aorist participle for pempo, to send.
Mm-hmm.
So the one having sent me. All right, any other questions or comments on that? Verse 29. All right, Ruth, take 8:30, please. John 8:30.
Kata autu laluntos poloi epistosan esauton.
All right.
Well, I want to jump in that as he was speaking these things, many were believing in him. But I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, that's probably right. I think it's sort of a genitive absolute. Laluntos and autu, you see. He
had. Autu with.
It's he having as he's speaking these things. See, the genitive absolute sucks in the subject of that participle as well in the genitive. So that's why it looks funny. That's all right.
Many were believing in him.
So read it again there.
As he was speaking these things, many were believing in him.
All right, many were believing in him. Laluntos is what?
It's participle.
Mm-hmm. Present participle of laleo. And episteosan is what?
Imperfect.
Episteosan. See, that would be with a sigma, see. Episteosan, see. And then they got the ana. Alpha ending many times is their
error. If you believe, you don't. Yeah. Believe it's
aorist. Yeah, many believe sort of like a once for all type thing from Pistewo. All right. Any other comments or questions on 30? This genitive absolute, autu and laluntos, is unusual, but it's there, see. And I guess in the genitive, if we look under genitive case, we find that absolute form and see what the requirements are. That's page 677. Let's see if we can find that. It's, 70 at page 80, number 8, the genitive absolute, a noun and a participle, and a noun, of course, could be a pronoun, like how to, in the genitive case, not grammatically connected with the rest of the sentence, are called a genitive absolute. Sometimes they have an ablative absolute, and so on. So this is what it isn't a noun, but it is a pronoun, so it is a substantive. So I think that's a very good choice of translation. All right, Phil, let's take 8:31, please.
John 8:31. Elegan un ho Jesus trostus epistel kotas auto judaeus. Ean humes menete en to logo to emo aletos matetai mu este. John.
All right.
Then Jesus said, was saying,
yeah, the imperfect about the Lego, yeah. Right?
Was saying to the ones having believed or
mm-hmm.
having believed.
That's the perfect active participle of pistero. Perfect active. See, the ones having believed.
Having believed him.
In him.
In him.
To the Jews, okay. the Jews
having believed him. Okay. If
we haven't gone into these types of conditional clauses, Bill was saying a man was using that on a computer and so on. But Aon, of course, with the menete is what? What class condition? I believe it's third class, is it not? Conditional clauses would be it's more probable. Condition. Page 286 in our Dan and Matty. We're just to keep these in. It's not essential that we know these, but I think it's helpful. With page 289. First class is A with the indicative, and that's if for the sake of argument something happens. Second is contrary to facts, if that's the A with the on. And that's if something were true, but it's not. See, contrary to fact. And the more probable future, top page 290, the third one there is the aeon and the subjunctive in the protosis. That's the if clause. And any form at all in the other clause. So that's what we've been having, a lot of aeons. And the less probable future is a and on or the optative, which is not. But the third class condition, it's a more probable, but it's probably going to happen. Go ahead, Bill. Now, if you might remain, and it's probable that you will remain, see. You will abide. Go ahead.
If you, like you say, would remain or will
mm-hmm.
remain?
Or might remain, yes.
Might remain. In the word
mm-hmm.
of
me, that is my word.
Okay, mm-hmm. my word. The true.
Truly, see, that would be your adverb.
Okay, okay. Truly, my my disciples, you are? Or
mm-hmm. And since it's an if clause, you are and you will be. See, you almost can change into the future, because if you should abide, then you will be my disciple. You are my disciples, but mm-hmm. it could be in the future type tense too. Go ahead. Is that the end of that verse?
I think so.
All right. Menete is what, Bill? That's from meno, to abide or to remain, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
And since it's the same root or different root?
Looks like men. Same root.
From men, meno.
Oh, okay, no, it'd be different.
Menos, so it'd be aorist. It'd be aorist, first aorist, subjunctive, meno, see. So the root changed, so you chance it's going to be the aorist. Gnosiste, again, aorist. Oh, is that, we haven't covered that, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Alethos you got, and this is a beautiful one, pepis telkotas, which is what did we say, Bill?
Where are you?
Pepis telkotas, bottom of page 180, yeah.
Oh, it would be
the root is what?
Pistel.
And so what would be epistelkata?
Oh, it's a perfect participle?
That's right, perfect active participle of pistel. And there are two earmarks for the perfect participle. One is the pep, reduplication of the root. The other is the kappa, kotas. See, that mm-hmm. little ending gives you that perfect participle. That's why kotta, a lot of the kappas are on that. And remember, for our forms, we just learn to use our little analytical lexicon there on page XV. The active voice will see the perfect on the bottom here participle and the root, let's see here, part, yeah, lelukos, lelukos, lelukotas, lelukuya, see the kappa in there. That kappa in the suffix gives you that hint that it definitely is the perfect participle. All right, any other questions on that one or comments? All right, let's hasten along. Ruth, take 8:32, please.
On 8:32, kai gnosista ten alethean, kai he alethea eleutherose humas.
Is that it? Yeah, I guess so.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall free you.
All right. All right. Gnosista is what again, Ruth?
That is the future middle.
Future middle of gnosko, isn't it? Shall know for yourself, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? The truth. The truth, eleutherose, is what, Ruth?
It's the future.
Mm-hmm.
Theraou,
eleutherao. Yeah, the ao, I think, swallows up the end of the o, see, the omega type of thing. Eleutherose, eleutherao, future. So these are future because of the sigmas and all before the root.
That island down in the Bahamas named
Eleuthera. Oh, really?
The name for that.
Yeah, Freedom Island. How about that? Eleuthera. He shall free you. The truth shall free you, make you free. All right, any other comments on that? It's a wonderful thing. We need to know the truth, and the Word of God does set us free from many things. All right, Bill, take 8:33 then of John, please.
John 8:33. Hapakuthesan auto sperma Abraham esmen. Kai udani deduleukamen topote. Tosu leges hati eleutheroi kineseste.
All right. Apocrythesan auto?
They answered. They shall answer?
No, just they answer. See, because the krythesan, the sigma looks like a future, Bill, but apo, and then krinomai, and you got that epsilon before ekris. You see, that means it's a past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you got the theta eta, thesan, so you know that's aorist passive, see. The theta eta is a tip off on the aorist passive. For instance, if you take your XV page, which isn't numbered and marked, in your beginning here, you look under aorist, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 down. You see the aorist passive way over to, let's see, aorist. Oh, we got to get into the past, that's active. All right, move over to page XVII, see, and then XVII, I, sir, on the second one down, see, you have your aorist, and then you get your passive, which is passive, right? Aorist, eleuthane, eleuthase, eleuthase, you see, eleuthemon, eleutheta, eleuthesan. See, the theta eta in conjunction always gives you the aorist passive, see, the theta eta. Except when we have this verb that had the theta in it, remember? Akolotheo. Then the theta, eta, got me mixed up one time. I thought it was the aorist passive, just the kalothe. It's a junky regular. So that's the that's tip off on that, though. So that'd be your aorist, that's verse, what verse was it?
33.
All right. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so
we just translate as a regular active almost. He was answered, but he just made answer to him. He answered him, in other words. Okay. They answered him, rather. Excuse me, they answered. Right.
They answered him, seed of Abraham.
Esmen.
Of Abraham's seed.
Esmen.
What's Esmen?
We are, from
oh,
Amy.
Okay.
That's the regular present tense of Amy. So we are the seed of Abraham.
And is it no one or nothing?
No.
Oh, no, no, I'm thinking, okay.
Two, no one. Or two.
Okay.
Or in anything.
In anything.
Popata is never. Not ever.
Dedu
leukamen from Dulomai, which is what? From Dulos? Dulawo is actually the verb, Dulawo. That's to be a slave, to serve.
Okay.
To be in bondage. This is your perfect acting.
Because the duplication.
And a kappa. See that kappa there? Mm-hmm. That kappa is perfect signal. So we have never at any time been, you see, enslaved udeni to anyone, see? To anyone. We have not been enslaved. It's being slavery to anyone. Okay, go ahead, Bill. Post, which is how?
How say you that?
Ganesh, sister.
You shall know.
Or you shall be in this case, instead of Gnosko, from Genomai.
Okay. Genomai. Shall be.
You shall be eleutheroi, free.
Free.
Mm-hmm. Liberated, free. Agnesista is the future middle of Genomai. That's an interesting one because Genomai is the present root, gin, and yet this is a gen. But you find that the future many times is built on the aorist stem. See? And that's why the gen is the genao, and so on. This is your aorist stem. Is a future tense. All right, you got these others we've mentioned. Tadurlao come in as perfect tense.
Is that plural?
Yes, that'd be plural because we, plural, who are talking to him, should be free. See, we free. Nominative.
Would that be like freedmen? Would that be?
Yes, the free ones, huh? Free ones, free men, mm-hmm. Something like that. Or just that we should be free. but you could put in the free, free people, free men, something like that. Any other questions on that? That was what verse number? 34? 33. Oh, yeah, that's right. We should be free. Mm-hmm. Plural. All right, any other comments or questions on that one? All right, John 8:34, please.
John 8:34. Hapikuthe autois ho Jesus. Amen, amen. Lego humi. Hati pas hapoion ten hamartian dulostesti tes hamartias. John?
Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you that everyone doing sin is a servant of sin."
All right. And Apocrythe, of course, the aorist, but not aorist passive. Translated like a active almost. Poem of doing sin is a servant of sin. Any other questions or comments on that one? Of poion, on doing continuously in present participle. All right, Bill, take 8:35 then, please.
8:35. Hoda doulos, u mene ente oikia, eston iona. Hohuos, mene eston iona.
All right.
But the servant remains not in the house.
Eston Iona.
In the
unto the age, which the age of the ages, which would be unto eternity or forever. See, that's where we get that word forever. They don't have a special word for eternity or ever, everlasting, but this unto the age, unto the age, the last age you can think of. That means age upon age upon age, the very last one, that's in eternity. See, that's what the Greek says. All right.
The sun remains in eternity.
Unto eternity. Into the eternity, and into the age, or unto the age, or to the age. So, forever. So, not the servant, but the son. He stays right on the servant. They can fire and hire, but the son, he goes on forever because he lives there. He's born there. And he's the son of the Father. Any other questions or comments on 35? All right, John 8:36, Ruth.
John 8:36. Ean un hachuyas. Humas eleutherose, antos eleutheroi esseste.
If therefore the Son should free you, ye shall be free one, free people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that antos, is that indeed?
I believe so. Antos, it means being. ye shall be free ones, ontos, being, you should be being. See, and therefore really it's duplication, and therefore I guess you'd get the indeed. But the ontos is from ontas, which is a participle of own, usa on, you know, ontas, you know, it's one of those things. But ontos is a participial form. Let's look at that meaning there. I think it may be a future prayer, maybe a paraphrastic, see, ye shall be being, ye shall be being, therefore you're going to be really, really free, see. If you're going to be being something and continue to be, it's just sort of an emphasis. Let's see, ontos, ontos, adverb, and see under ame, yeah, that's part of that. So it's under ame, like ontos, being, and it's like in the Hebrew construction, in the Old Testament, dying, ye shall die. That means ye shall surely die. That's the Hebrew construction. The participle, dying, and then the finite, ye shall die. What do we have under Amy? Anything
and
there?
Truth,
all right, that's it. There's your truth, indeed, isn't it?
Second participle of Amy.
The page, yeah, on there.
118.
All right, 118. Ontos, present participle, that's right. Really and truth. Being. You'll really be being there, see, ontos. Ontology, the study of being, reality. And in truth, you're really there, truly. Really, truly. Being. It's a funny construction, isn't it? You shall there. You shall be free. Being. Really, right? Being there, sitting there, really, in actuality, existing, see. You shall really be existing, free ones. Set free from sin and curses and everything else upon your soul. Because of Satan. Any other question?
I would say for sure.
For sure, yes. Verily, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Truly. As I say, it's a very unusual word for truly and surely. Any other questions or comments on that? Was verse 36, was it? 36. All right, let's go to 37 then. Eleutherose. Let's not forget that one. Ruth, what is that one? Eleutherose.
Subjunctive.
Eleutherao. Mm-hmm. And what tense would that be? It is subjunctive. Well, instead of present, see, you've got the eleutherao, and here you got the sigma before the end. See, that's that always a telltale of the first aorist, isn't it? That sigmatic first aorist, unless it's a future. But since the future doesn't have a subjunctive, you know it has to be then the aorist.
So I suppose if you're going to be free, you'd want it to be in the aorist, wouldn't you?
Yes, once and for all. That's right. You want a back and forth in any question. All right, anything else on that one? SS, that, of course, future of Amy. 37, Bill.
John 8:37. Hoida hati sperma Abraham este, Allah zetete me apakdenai, hati hologos ha emos, u chore en humi.
All right. Is that it?
John?
Yeah, that's it.
I know that you are Abraham's seed, but
zeteta, from zetao, to seek, to look for, to try,
but you,
to search.
But ye seek to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
That
because
because
in this context,
my word. What's
Chore?
Yes, I think
Chore, to stay, to abide.
Okay,
to
abides not
dwell.
In you.
Mm-hmm.
My word is not in
you. No, an entrance, to have an entrance into, to run into, actually, Chore, like I have to run into. In fact, I think we get the word chorus. It runs into the, from the song of chorus, and a chorus line is running around, jumping all over. Chora, I'm not positive. I think that's what it is, to go in and chora in the various places to make place and room. All right, go ahead, Bill. Did you finish that one then?
Mm-hmm.
All right, any further questions on 30? That was 37. All right, zetete is the present active indicative or imperative, same form as zeteo. You seek apoktenai, first aorist active of apokteno. Chore is the third singular present. Active of choreo, to have room or place or a region or dwelling. And I think the regions beyond the choreo is used many times in the New Testament. Chore. So let's look under there. Chore. Chores, apart from, parted from. Chorizo, irrespective, clear from. Withdraw. Choreo. What we're looking for. Oh, chora, yeah, that's right. Page 440. Choreo is to, yeah. Chora, yeah, that would be space, a room, a country, district, territory, environments. Chora, maybe that isn't chorus then at all, after all, but field. To choreo, to make room. To move or to pass, to proceed, to go on. Yeah, it does have the progress to make your way. See, that's what I want. I think chorus, I think it is, it makes progress. I think that may be related there somehow.
Chorus doesn't a song?
Yeah, it's like the chorus.
So you keep singing it?
See, all singing it over, well, that's good. You proceed, you pass through, and you continue. I think, Ruth, if we look up the etymology of that in the big dictionary, I think we may find this from choreo. I'm sure, but that's to make progress in it. So my word has no area, no territory, you're right. And that's something, no room. Like a computer disk that is all filled up with other stuff and there's no room for anything else on it. We haven't found that out yet, Ruth, have we? Someday we'll find them filled, hopefully with good material. Alright, anything else on that 37? Alright, go ahead with 30, a couple container, we got that, I guess, the errors. 38?
38. Ego, ho, teoraka, para, to, patri, mu, la, lo. Ka, humes, un, ho, teorakate, para, to, patri, humon, poete.
Alright.
I am speaking that which I heard from my father, and ye, therefore, and then ye are doing that which you saw from your father.
Now, that which I heard you said, I think, from my father, didn't you, Ruth, in the first part. Would you like to change that? Heoraka. From, that's right, which I saw. Mm-hmm. I have seen. All right. Any questions on that? Heoraka, Ruth, is what?
That is, that has to be
aristocracy. From Horao. Well, that's right. But see, here you got the double augment, and that's therefore it's perfect, see. Heoraka, see. And they've got the kappa. That kappa is a tip-off on the perfect. See? So this is perfect. That which you have seen from Horao, and the same with Heorakate, the same, have seen your father. So here you got the two fatherhoods. We discussed that, didn't we, Mr. Ashton, Tuesday night, two fatherhoods, because we're in 2 Timothy, and
yes.
My son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And by my Mrs. Ruth Caron didn't like that at all. We talked through two fatherhoods, you know. God's fatherhood and Satan's father, did she? She didn't like that at all. You people always talking like this and so on and so forth. Because she's still under the fatherhood of Satan. We're pretty well convinced of that. And she doesn't like us to lay it out so straight. You know, we asked the question, how can somebody get in to be a son of God? What did Paul mean to Timothy? You, my son, be strong. How do you get into sonship in a spiritual sense? And so we got into this fatherhood. It goes right into the thick of it here. You did what you have seen with your father, meaning the devil. Mm-hmm. Two fathers, and people that are unsaved don't like to hear that. Do they? Me, a child of the devil? Did she, Mr. Ashton?
This gives me to think about.
Yes, that's right.
Because her attitude is not good.
No. She was quite bitter. You know, we had some new people here, about three different ones, new ones, the other night, and they were just going on about their business, telling about the scriptures. You know, they concur with our position and so on, and they're Christian people. And she just, you know, she just bowled them over there. She's sitting right here, and they were sitting right here, the three of them, the wife and husband, and then Larry, what's his last name? I can't think of it, was there too, Eaton. And they got the picture immediately as soon as she had this other thing, and they probably thought, what have we wandered into this Bible study here? A host of heretics. But anyhow, they got the picture that she really needed. And she's a neighbor lady. She's up the street with a limp and a cane and probably in her 70s or so. And she's sickly and she just needs the Lord. And she'd never go into a church, but she'd come to this house, which is good. So we'd have to pray for her. And if the saints can bear up with it, isn't that right, Brother Arson? And just sort of be quiet and patient, let her chatter a little bit. Sometimes it does us good because then we can come in with some witnesses and some verses and sort of help her out, straighten her out, and She's quite the pistol. Packing mama there. All right. So what's this, 38, was it? Now, 39. Bill, if you would.
John 8:39. Apekritesan kai epon auto hapater himon Abraham esti. Lege autois ho Jesus. E tekna tu Abraham ete. Ta erga tu Abraham epoete am.
All right.
They answered and said to him, our father is Abraham. Jesus is saying to them, what?
Or if, a.
Oh, if.
A
time. If.
Eta, now here's your verb eimi in the subjunctive.
Okay. If I...
If ye might be...
Okay, if ye might be the child of Abraham...
Children, technically.
Children, okay. Mm-hmm. Of Abraham.
If poeta an... from poeo.
Right, like that.
Here's your beautiful contrary to fact second class condition. A, and then the on and the end.
You make.
You would make.
You would make.
Or you would do.
The works.
The erga, okay.
Of Abraham.
Okay, so there it is. And apokritis on aorist passive of apokrinomai, apon, the second aorist of lego. We'll, for sake of time, just sort of run these over. Lego, of course, is the present. Esta is the present also of Ami. All right. Any questions on that? You do the works of Abraham. If you're really the sons and children of Abraham, you do his works and deeds. He was a man of faith, wasn't he? Beautiful second class condition. A in the protasis and on in the apotasis of the following clause. All right. Ruth, right ahead with 40, please. 840.
John 840. Nunde leitete me apoktenai andropon hosten alethean humin lalaleka. Cain ecusa para tu teu tuta Abraham uc epoiesen.
But now ye are seeking to kill me, a man who has been speaking the truth to you, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do.
All right, very good. And Zeteta, you're seeking present of Zeteo, Lalika, a beautiful what? Class?
Perfect.
Perfect. Two angles on it. What are the two angles of Lalao?
Duplication.
And Kappa. We got those two earmarks. Ekusa, the first heiress of Akuo, Epoesan, the heiress of Poyao. All right, any further comments on this? So they're trying to kill him. And Abraham didn't do that, so you couldn't be the children of Abraham. He's getting down to the real point, isn't it, of what these people really are. All right, any other comments, questions? All right, Bill, go ahead with 43, is it?
John 8:41.
41, pardon me.
Humes poete ta erga tu patras humon epon un auto humes ek porneas u gegenemethe hena patera ekomen tronta on, John.
All right.
We do the works of our father.
They were hypocrites to the last, weren't they?
Therefore, he said to them.
They said, see, Apon, okay, could be I said, or in this case, they said, third
they
plural.
They said to him, we. Was.
Can they? Fornication. Pornographic, see.
Okay.
Fornication. Harlotry.
We.
Terrible charge of the Lord's virgin birth, isn't it? To be born. Yeah. We have not been born, see, the perfect of, from fornication, as a cause, as a result of fornication.
Okay.
they've got a better fatherhood than he. That's what they're implying.
What is that?
Henna means from hen. Haste me hen, one.
Oh.
See?
We have, let's see, we have one father.
Mm-hmm.
God.
That's right. Even God is a way. So this is, again, athemen is the first aorist passive. We have not been born. See, we have not been born from fornication. Echomen, of course, present, indicative, active there. All right, any other questions on 41?
When they say that, are they just saying that they're not born of another father?
That's right. See, and also they're saying that he was born of another father. He was the illegitimate son of Joseph and Mary before they were married. That's what he's saying. Because they deny the virgin birth of Christ. Real apostates, these fellows. And that's really what they're getting at. See, they're getting at his birth. See, the terrible cloud that was over his whole life because of that, you know, in a sense, it's from a worldly standpoint. They never believed, those unbelievers, that he was God's son, sent from heaven, virgin born. And so everyone was saying he was illegitimate, and therefore...
So they're saying that we're not born of fornication as you are.
Like
we
you
have
are.
One father.
That's right.
Okay.
See, God is our father, and you're out in left field. You're trying to tell us about fatherhoods and so on. Here you don't even have a real legitimate one yourself. See? Any other comments or questions on that one? All right.
842. Eight Eight Pater, Humon, Egapate an emet ego gar ek tu seu ek theophon kai hiko ude gar ap emartu elelufa al ekinosme apestele.
Jesus said to them, if God were your father.
And here again, it's second class, isn't it?
Does that mean that he knew that God wasn't their father?
That's right. It's just contrary to fact. See, that's right. It's not the probability of third class, but a second class contrary to fact. If he were God were your father, when he's not, see, definitely contrary to fact. A beautiful illustration of second class see, with the I on the other end of it. Our father says, "Okay, go ahead, Ruth. Pardon the interruption."
He would love me.
He would love me.
For I have come out from God, and that have arrived.
I go back and return. It is arrived. It is arrived. Or I came out from God and I come to God. In other words, I go back in the sense of I return. See, but that's one of those come and go verbs. Can either be come or go. And I think in this case that'd be go because the other was come. See, so he's going. But from the standpoint of the Father, he's coming. He's coming back home. See, but from his standpoint, he's going. So. It's one of those difficult. Go ahead, Ruth.
I spoke.
Yeah, Elelitha from come. Here come
I. I spoke nothing from myself, but
No, Elelitha, she is from Erkamai. It's the.
Oh,
came. That's right.
From myself.
That's
but
right.
That one sent me.
Mm-hmm.
It's from
Erkamai? Mm-hmm. It's a funny one. Second perfect, see? Erkamai, Elelutha. It is a very, very different, completely different form. So, in summing up here, Apen is the second aorist of Lego. Ain is the imperfect of Amy. Egapate is the aorist, or rather imperfect, excuse me, of Agapao. Egapate, that's an interesting one. He would love me imperfect. Egapate, and then ex Ilthon, the second aorist of ex Erkamai.
Egapate.
Egapate is the perfect active indicative. Let me see. Yes, that is now. You see, because in that second class condition, you remember that other verb, that apostasis verb, can be in most any mood. See, indicative or active or middle or passive. Voice. That was on page...
Oh, it has the imperfect tense in both protasis and
apostasis, yes. Yeah, that's right.
I see. And then so, it doesn't have anything to do with the translation. It has to do with the form of the...
That's right. Contrary to fact.
Okay.
And that was on page... What was that?
289.
Okay. All right. That's 289. All right. Contrary to fact. It has... it was in present time. It has the imperfect tense in both protasis and apostasis. And B is on page 290. If the contrary to fact is dealing with past time, has the aorist or pluperfect tense... in both present and body, or some past tense. So this is what?
The present time.
Let's see, 42. Yes.
Talking about them not loving him right there.
That's right. He would love me, and there is the aorist. So the times and the tenses are not as crucial, but you have a wonderful illustration of contrary to fact there, haven't you? And exhalthon is aorist, and then, of course, heko is the present active of heko, to come or to go, and eletitha, of course, is your second perfect of erkomai. Apestelen, aorist of apostello. So that's a lot of verbs in that one. Any other comments on that verse? That was 42, wasn't it? All right, if not, let's go on to 43, Bill.
John 8:43. Diati ten lalian ten emain u genoskete hati u dunaste akuen ton logon ton emon.
All right.
You do not...
Diati
is that...
Because of what or... In other words, why, see? Because of what or why?
Why... Do you not know the call or the voice or something?
Lalian, my speech or my word, see, okay. From Laleo, Lalian. It's a different word for Lego or Logos, but Tain Lalian, my speech, my word.
My speech. Because...
now this is
will not hear.
All right.
Because you are unable.
Right? Uh-huh.
You're not able to hear my word.
Okay. So the one is Lalia, and the other is Logon. See the speech and the word. The la 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 la. See, it's the tongue movements. La la. That's what it means to babble like a little baby. And it's the speech as you talk it out. See, la 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 la. So it's my speech as I'm speaking, because you don't understand my word, much of my thoughts and the intellectual underpinnings of my speech. Go ahead. Is that the end of it, Bill?
Yes.
All right. So that was, 43. Ginoskete, of course, ginosko, present active indicative, but dunas, the same present passive indicative of dunamai, and akuain, the present active of akuo. All right. Any other questions or comments on 43? All right, 844, please.
844. Humes ek patros tu diabolu este. Kaitas epithemias tu patros humon celete. Poein. Ekenos anthropo ptonos ein aparches. Kai ente aletheia uch esteken. Hati.
Should have been hesteken. I misread that.
Uch esten aletheia en auto. Hotan lale, topsaudos, hecton idion lale, hoti sostes esti, kai hopater autu. Sean?
All right. That's a hard one for the unbeliever to grip, come to grips with, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
844.
Ye are of, now I know it says in the Bible you're father of the devil, but it says you are of the devil father.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say your father the devil. How do we get that?
Well, you are from the devil, as
to
who is your father. Well, this you are of the father is sort of added, is it not in the in the italics?
Yes.
What is it italic time? Yeah. You are of the devil father, the father who is that is the devil.
Mm-hmm. And the
And therefore, the you is understood, the you, since you started with you.
All right.
And actually, the humase being emphatic by its very presence, you know, you don't need it. As for you, you see, you are from a father, the devil, which is your father understood. Okay.
And the lust of your father, ye are willing to do.
That's right. See, and in our King James and in our English general, ye will do. We just think it's that simple futurity, will do. Or is it you are willing? See, here's the fellow. It's the, you have a desire to do, a real desire, these devil people.
That one was a man killer.
That's something, yes, anthropoktonos.
From the beginning. And in the truth, he did not stand.
That's right, he did not stand.
In the truth.
Didn't stand in the
because
truth.
Because the truth is not in him. When he should speak Salah,
or whenever, huh?
He is speaking of his own, because he is the Father. He is a self-stage.
He is a self-stage, which would be a liar, see. It's a self-stage rather than a pseudos.
A liar.
A pseudos is lie, this is self-stage. Okay. One who does lie.
A liar and the father of it.
Okay. So now we know where all the lies originate, don't we? Tell it that first president of Othello, Poein, the president of Poyao, Hestekan, the perfect of Histe made a stand. Lale, present active subjective of Lale, Lale, present active indicative of Lale.
Does it imply a fall that he did not stand in the truth,
but
somehow he was there?
Shake us all up to get us. I tell you, it takes you out of the track and out of the rut, and it's difficult to get back in and to get on the same time frame, see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what was your. Yes, it does imply as fall, I believe, Ruth. I believe it does. He did not stand. That means he was in there to start with, but then he fell. That's the beautiful part of Jude, the last two verses. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. See, but Satan did fall. Presents you faultless before the presence of his glory, his hidden grace, or grace. So he did stand. I think that's a good observation. Any other comments on that? And he's a liar, pseudos, and pseudos, one who commits the lie. Now the falsehood, I like this word pseudos, Greek, because it is untruth, no matter whether the motive is there or whether it's not there. See, my wife and I many times argue about different things. Of course, lies. He's a liar, the father of a liar. And you know, she was trained, the father and the mother, they didn't use that word to lie, and don't call people liars. So the Lord did. See, I mean, it's so on. And then you say, "Oh, I didn't lie." I said, "That's a lie." You know, and you when you talk back and forth, well, what is it, a lie? Well, in our English language, a lie can be defined as that which is purposefully told that is false. See? The motivation is part of a lie. Whether it's true or whether it's false is not the question. Do you mean to say something that's false? If you don't mean to say it, then is it a lie? See? But pseudos. I just use that word. It's false. I'm not talking about your motivation. You may have had all the motivation in the world to tell the truth, but if you tell that which is false, you're a pseudos. You're a liar in the biblical sense of a falsifier of truth. So many times, you know, you and I speak pseudos, falsehoods. We may not mean to, if you want to call that lying, but still it's false. So we have to try to untangle these errors.
I call it a white lie.
Yeah, well, some people do. But the falseness, the pseudos.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on
that? If it's the other, then I call a blue lie and a red lie.
Oh, I see. White, blue, and red. That's a strange. Rainbow. Patriotic, yes. How about that? Red, white, and blue. That's right. Didn't think of that, Ruth. That's good. So this is the area of all apostasy, isn't it? All falsehoods from the scriptures is satanic to the core. See? And we've got to guard ourselves lest we start being lying here and lying there. Little by little, pretty soon we drift right into the whole package of lies that Satan is the author.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And when Christians lie, is he the father of that too and the author of that?
Mm-hmm.
When Christians lie? According to this verse? Yes.
Yeah.
He is the father of all lies. And so when we deal with lies and when we deal with liars as if they're all right and so on, then we are succumbing to one of the greatest tricks of Satan. See? That's why everything that appears to be real and it isn't real, that's part of his lying too, isn't it? That's the fakeness of Hollywood and these movies and these science fiction. That's all lies and it's all false. It's all not true. It's made up stuff. And the reputation is made to order. You know about some of the movie stars whose reputations really are horrendous, and yet they're painted out to be such wonderful, lovely people, and so on. From presidents right on down to Hollywood movie stars. All right, so he's in great business of lying and the falsification of truth, and he fell, and he used to stand there, and I didn't. Any other questions on 44? Two fatherhoods here. Father the devil. Devil father, as Ruth said. That's a good idea. All right, 45, Bill, please.
8:45. Ego de hoti ten aletheon lego fu pisteroete moi. Sean?
All right.
But that I say the truth.
Because, in this case, it'd be hati. Because.
Okay, but because I say the truth, you believe me not. You do not believe me.
Mm-hmm. Is that the end of 45?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's for Pistella Tef from Pistella, present active. And that's true. Those who are accustomed to falsehood and lies, when the truth hits them in the face, they are not prepared to receive it. That's just so strange to them. It's so foreign. It's out of their element, right? From a different world, out of this world, to hear real facts and truth. It's sad. But yet the Lord is still able to... Remember, He has blinded the minds of them that believe not, Satan has. 2 Corinthians 4:4. And this is what the purpose of the gospel. Lest the light of the gospel, the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. If our gospel be hid to them that are lost, and who are the God of this world. So He blinds their minds. The truth doesn't seem like it's good. All right, any other questions on 45? All right, Ruth 46, please.
8:46. Tis exhumon helenche me peri hamartias. Ede aletheon lego tieti humes u pisteroteth moi.
All right.
Who of you is convicting me concerning sin? But if I am saying truth, why do ye not believe me?
All right, this is a strong word, elenko. To convict and to expose, and this is the same word in Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, reprove them. See, bring them out into the light and the open and convict them so that they're actually guilty of what, but nobody could convict them of sin. And if I speak the truth, then why don't you continue to believe me? Any questions or comments on 46? Elenke, present of Elenko. All right, 47, please, Bill.
John 8:47. Ha'on ek tu theu, ta remata tu theu akue. Diatuta humes uk akuete, hati ek tu theu uk este.
All right.
The one out of God hears the words of God. Through.
And the one being out of God would be the one who's from God, right? Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. Here's the words of God. It could be through this, but diatuto is generally because of this, on account of this.
Because of this.
Or therefore.
We do not hear.
And this is you, humes. Humes.
Okay.
You.
You do not hear because...
Who guessed that? What is this that? From Amy. Okay.
Or not.
Yeah, you are not?
Or not of God.
Of God.
Okay.
All right. Any questions on that? It was 47. On, present active principle of Amy. Akue, present of Akuo. And Akuo, that present again of Lego of Akuo. Ha'on, he who is being from God, the one who is from God, in other words, hears the words, ta remata. Here again, from ra'o, to flow through the mouth, and for the spoken words of God. Here they had opportunity to hear those spoken words, didn't they? As he was speaking. All right, any questions on 47? All right, 48, Ruth.
John 8:48. Apekritesan un hoi judaioi, kai ekon auto, u kalos legomen, hemes, hati samaretes, esu, kai daimonion, heches.
The Jews answered and said to him, "Is it not true that we are speaking truly, well, or speaking well, that you are a Samaritan and you have a demon, and you, you have a demon?"
Yes, you have a demon, right? That's right. That's what they're doing. That's of course, expecting an answer. Yes, and it's certainly true, isn't it? That we speak well. That you are smart and have a devil or demon. Okay, so this is 48. Like
what do they mean that you are Samaritan?
A mixture, half breed, because remember, born of fornication. We don't know who your father is. Some stranger come in, see, out of some camp of some Bedouin tribe, and who knows?
Not a real Jew.
Not a real Jew, see.
Mm-hmm.
See, they even had that because of this fornicating porneus. So this is in their minds. And so, Samaria, you have a demon even. See, what motivates you is Satan's emissaries. And here they are, the ones that the biggest demons of all, aren't they? With Satan as their father, and they speak of the devil there. This is true. The ones who are the blackest throw the most mud at the ones who are the cleanest.
Yes, yes, yes.
And to cloud the issue, see? And they never realize what they really are and who they are. And if they say it loud enough and long enough, and more often as not, people will accept that is the truth. You know, even though this is so, just the opposite of the truth.
It's the big lie.
The big lie, that's right. All right, any other questions on that one? Is it 49 now?
Yes.
All right, Bill, 849. Please.
John, 849. Apikrita Jesus, ego daimonion, uk echo. Αλλά τιμώ τον πατέρα μου και χυμείς ατιμάζεται με. Τσάρι.
Okay.
Jesus answered, I have not a demon, but...
By the way, one of the men asked me the other day, what's the correct demon or devil, you know? I said, well, devil is, that's a good translation, 1611. Even in today, a demon, devil, they're all from the same general category. See, he wondered which is right in the translation. So, demon, devil, different word. Diabolos, yeah, that's true. But as far as the casting of the devils, you know, daimonion, you know, daimonion of the devils, the demons... Well, you know, they're a different word, that's true. And but the idea of being from Satan and satanic, you know, that's very much similar. All right, go ahead there. Because I guess the difference was diaboloi, devils, see, versus diabolos. Should it be demons? Are there more than one devil, see? That was, I think, his question, see. Well, devils, we would say demons, but diaboloi would be the word that was translated, but those who serve the diabolos are diaboloi, devil people, devil helpers. Therefore, they'd be the demons and the false spirits and various things. Go ahead, Bill, pardon me.
Jesus answered, I have not a demon, but...
Timo from Tamao, I honor.
But I honor my father. Oh, but...
That's right, I honor my father.
I honor my father. And
Ahtemao.
Honors not, let's see.
Honors not.
Right.
You honor not me.
Okay.
You dishonor me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so notice there are some things Jesus answers, some charges, and that's a good thing for us to learn too. He does not let pass by certain things he doesn't answer. Certainly at his crucifixion, he didn't answer many things. He just answered a few, remember? Thou sayest that I am. See, are you a king? Yes, for this end I came. Certain things, but other things, marvel he did not, all the things they accused you of, and he answered not a word at the cross. Same way in his life, but as he was here before the cross, rather. But here, you have a devil. He says, don't have a devil. A demon, see, whatever. He answered that.
Is there any rhyme or reason, any pattern to when he would and why he wouldn't? Or is it just,
I don't know whether that'd be something to analyze, Bill. And I don't have any rhymes or reasons at this point as far as pattern. But I know that in the at the cross, he didn't waste a lot of breath on their false charges. Because he was there to be crucified as a lamb, dumb before his shearers. And I think he opened not his mouth. And I think to fulfill that, he didn't answer a lot of these smaller things. But when they asked him, are you a king or are you the Christ? Or he said, yes, and hereafter you shall see the Son of Man coming in power. He certainly, and that's where they were. See, we heard out of his own mouth. Look at his blasphemy. See, he never did hide the fact that he was God in the flesh. But other things, he didn't bother with. And that's a good point. I think a lot of times when we answer just the big things, sometimes then the little things will take their go by the board and take their time. We answer every little thing always on things. People don't get the big picture. And I think that's what he wanted them to get. Atamadzo?
When
yes,
Pilate asked him what is truth,
yes.
If he would have stayed there, I believe Jesus would have explained to you, I am the truth.
Yes,
the word
right.
And the life. But Pilate did not stay.
No, he left and so on. That's right.
Left.
this upper Pythagoras Aorist again, and Temao is present active, and Atema is present active as well. All right, let's go on to 50, then across the page.
In 50, Agode uze to ten doxan mu, esten hoseton kai klinon, John 8:51.
Pardon me. Go ahead.
But I am not seeking my honor.
Or glory.
One is seeking and judging, is that right? There is one, or he is?
Yes.
How do you say that?
There is one who is seeking and is judging. Yeah, Eston. Yeah, there is such a one. As you have to. Add, is that in italics? I wonder in the KJV. A little bit there.
What?
50.
50 says, and I seek. Oh, what you want?
There
to
is
know,
one. That's yeah. I guess
no.
The
it's
one,
not in italics.
Yeah. I think you can supply that without italic, really, because there is one understood. See, there is, or he is who judges, and he is who seeks. So there is, or impersonal, he is the one seeking and judging. That could be also, I am the one I seek. There is one who seeks and judges. All right, Zeton, of course, Krinon, present participles. Zeta, what was it? And of a crinal. Alright, any other comments on that one or questions on that? Alright, 51, Bill.
Amen, amen, lego humin. Erantis ton logon ton emon. Terese sanaton ume theorese. Eston iona. Shot.
Alright.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, if is it like if one or
if anyone, let's see, where are we, 51? Send you if yeah, tis, if anyone.
Okay, if anyone,
see, especially see, if anyone, this is a more probable condition also, third class, anyone might terese from tereo.
What is that?
To keep, to guard.
Okay. Anyone shall keep my word.
Ume theorese. From theoreo, theory, to look into, see, to examine.
You shall never see
thanaton,
death.
Eston iona. Here's expressing it. Unto the age. You see, that means right to the very age of eternal. Ever. Right, that's the end of that, isn't it? Therese, of course, I think we've said, is, that was 52? 51. That'd be your aorist active subjunctive, teereo, and theorese, aorist, first aorist of subjunctive, also theoreo. See. Shall never see death. And what is death? Separation, spirit, soul, and body from God. And never see death. And that's the thing that he revolutionized, isn't he? He's redefining what life and death is. He brought eternal life, whereby we trust in him. As soon as we trust in him, we never see death. And really, death is a separation from God. And we never will be separated from him forever. And whether in this body or in the other body, our spirit and soul, which is our real you, goes right into his presence. And that's, there's no death. We have eternal life. A body, what's that? That's just the thing that carries us around, you see, as far as spirit and soul. And the world, though, doesn't see that, because they think death, the only death they know of is physical death. But the Lord Jesus is trying to teach us that this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. So this is an important concept. He says it over and over and over, doesn't he? He'll say it in John 11:26. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Never die, see? That means never be separated, in the sense of death being a separation.
Just translated.
That's right. Never die, see, that death. So the Christian and people, you say that to people, you're not going to die? I say, no, I have eternal life. What is eternal life? It means the life that will not end. It's life that goes on, and therefore, of course, you know, without defining terms, you know, they would think we were a little bit off in our rockers saying about eternal life. But
on that, in Romans 6:23, where it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of life."
Yeah.
Given God's eternal life through Jesus Christ. Could you say, because of the context there in that figure of verse, that death would be talking about
physical death?
Physical, because of
wages of sin. Yeah, I think
right.
so.
But also, could it be also eternal death?
Yes.
Because of the rest of the verse, it says,
"Gift of God, eternal life." That's right. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Both. Spiritual and physical.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because in Romans 5, so death passed upon all men for all that have sinned. All have sinned. And so, even after the ones that have not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, that's true. Either one, physical or spiritual. That's right. All right, any other comments, questions on not seeing death? All right, 52, is it Ruth?
Not 852.
By the way, ume, a double negative, you know, real solid, shall never, emphatic, ever, ever see death. Boy, that's praise the Lord for that. Death, eternal death, the lake of fire. Never shall see that. Eternal security of the believer.
Ikon un auto hoi judaioi. Nun eg nocamen hoti daimonion eches. Abraham apethane trai hoi prophetai. Kai sud leges e antes ton logon mu terese. Ume gersetai fanatu eston iona.
All right.
Then the Jews said to him, "Now we have known that you have a demon."
Now we know that you have a demon, right.
Abraham died and the prophets, and you are saying, if anyone should keep my word, they will never taste of death, ever.
Mm-hmm. Up to the eternity, ever. Mm-hmm. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's 52.
Why do they say taste and he said see?
I don't know, that switching out, that little bit of switch of, I think they're misquoting him purposely so they can make their point, see. If they really means taste of death, we will have a little wee taste when our spirits and souls leave this body, the pain of it, the newness of it and so on. Possibly that would be true, but the seeing of it, the beholding of it, and the actual understanding of it in its fullest extent, they will not. That's probably the only thing I can say, Ruth. They just twisted around a little bit. And that's not what he said, is it? It's like half God said in the Garden of Eden. When Satan twisted on Eve, and Eve said, neither shall he touch it. She added to the word. And Satan said, he shall not surely die. And hath not God said that ye shall eat of every tree of the garden? And by the way, the New International Version switched it all around instead of death. And God says you eat every tree of the garden. They say you shall not eat of any tree of the garden. I mean, the absolute difference, absolute change. And I'm going over the NIV and the Old Testament, by the way. That's what I'm doing instead of doing my yearly Bible reading comments. You know, in the morning when I get up, 30, 40 minutes, 45, whatever it is, in the early morning, I'm analyzing. And I thought I'd get farther than I am. I'm only on chapter 4, and this is the 6th of the year. But I'm analyzing the falseness of that translation from the Hebrew. Got my Hebrew interlinear right there, and I got my King James original 1611 to see the marginal references of the original writers. And then I got the NIV, and I play the King James on the cassette, and then I speak in comments. And I'm writing in comments. I filled up 1 hour of comments of false translations just in the first 4 chapters of Genesis. I just began chapter 5 now this morning. I'm in my second hour cassette. That's the easiest for me to do because the writing is to time just to speak in and then look at the Hebrew. It's the Hebrew word, and they've left it. Look how they change it. Oh, I am just so burned up. I'm more convinced than ever it's a paraphrase perversion. And how fundamentalists can push that thing, like Ernie Pickering and various others. I never know, but I'm going to continue. It takes light, and even after light comes, since they've cast in their lot with it, they're never going to change some of them.
Yeah.
But still, light has to come. And, people reading it, I'm sure they haven't compared this like I'm doing, but after having done so, oh, boy, you're more, what are they doing to the Word of God? It's a terrible disgrace. God's going to judge them for that terrible thing. How they can say that's a wonderful, fine, upstanding, decent, respectable, you know, good, accurate translation.
Boy. Is this the old one?
The New International Version.
Not that Pickering?
Pardon me?
Is the old one?
No, he's just...
Or a young man.
Younger man. He's just my age.
Well,
very young.
Then I knew him. He was...
Prior?
He was a chef in college while I was there.
Oh, he spoke, did he? Dr. Pickering? Dr. Ernest
no,
Pickering?
No, he was a student.
Oh, I don't know that he went there. He went to Bob Jones, I know. Pickering.
He was a student at 57, 58.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Was it in New York City? Or was it in
Ringwood?
Well, I'll have to take a look. I didn't know. I know he went with me to Dallas Seminary. He went to Bob Jones first time. He may have gone just for a little bit at Chelton College. But anyway, pardon me on that. How did we get onto this thing? And what were we talking about here?
Changing words.
Oh, yes. And why the Gosatai? Yeah, the touching, tasting Satan and getting in that. I got into the Old Testament. Then I thought of NIV, which I'm right in now. And boy, this changed a lot of words in the garden, too. I have 52, that was, wasn't it? Kinokamen, the perfect, the kappa, he see, tells it of Ginosko, Apothana, Apethanan, the second aorist of Aponesko, and Leges, of course, is present. Geos Setai, first aorist, middle subjunctive of Geos, Geomai, to taste. The sigma, of course, being the aorist form. All right, so they were having a laugh that he thought that they could not taste of death when it really. They didn't believe it. And they changed the word. A good observation. All right, 53 then. Bill, is it?
John 8:53. Mesu meizon etu patras emon Abraham hostes apethane kai voi prophetai apethanon kuna sauton su pois. John.
All right.
You are not greater than...
And this is the May,
right.
Which expects the answer of...
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's why I started out that way.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. That's
so
right.
I don't have two mm-hmm. verses to be sure I was getting
that's right.
especially that layoff. Okay. You are not greater than our father, Abraham.
Who died.
Who died.
Mm-hmm. Who was such a one as who died. Hmm?
And the prophets who died.
Mm-hmm. Understood, sir. Died, huh?
Let's see.
Supois.
Who?
Mm-hmm. Who or whom?
Is it of yourselves, or?
Do you, poeo? Whom do you make?
Do you make
yourself?
Do you make, okay.
Who do you make yourself? Who are you making yourself into? In other words,
to be, okay,
that's the end of it, is it? To be understood.
Yeah.
That's the end of that one, isn't it? All right, Apethana, of course, is the heiress of Apethanon from Apanesco. All right, who do you make yourself? Are you greater than Abraham or father? Certainly not. The answer is no. That's what in their mind. Anyway. Any other questions or comments on that? All right, we've covered that 53. We're finished. Next week we'll take John 54, 8:54 through 9:24. And we started about 7:30, and here it is 10 minutes to 9, you know, roughly the last 10 minutes we have our Dane and Maddie. We'll see what we can take up on that. Let's turn there to page 163. Irregularities in voice. There are only two principal ways that Greek verbs depart from normal voice usage. One is defective verbs, the other is deponent verbs. The other are deponent, the other way is are deponent, the other is, the other are. Well, you pick out whichever you wish. The voice, the three voices that are defective, they don't have all three voices, or maybe not every tense in all the voices. But the deponents now are those with middle or passive form, but active in meaning. We have like legomai, well, lego, no, that's different. We have erkomai, don't we? This is the deponents that have middle or passive form, but active in meaning. And so some are both defective and deponent. Dekomai means I receive and not I receive myself. It's just a question of, it's a voice form is different from its voice function. The voice form, the voice function, I think that's interesting. The bottom page, 163. The footnote there, one, it's just more or less different grammarians call them different things. Top of 164, again, Robertson and Moulton, they want to say dynamic versus deponent. And deponere, in the middle of 164, that paragraph, to lay aside, the Latin word lay aside, or to have lost, and so on. So that's just a bantering back and forth. Any questions on that? Irregularities in voice, defective verbs or deponent verbs. All right, then person and number, paragraph 159. First person says it's a fact relative to the one asserting. And that's the first person. He who asserts, I am. I is the first person. If it presents a fact in the second place relative to the one addressed, that's the second person. The one addressed would be you, isn't it, or thou. The third, if it presents a fact relative to someone other than the one asserting it or the one addressed, it would be the third person, he, she, or it, or they. And the fourth thing, of course, the assertion is made concerning more than one. The verb is plural. And the old Greek had a dual, actually just two of them. The rule of concord, verb agrees with subject and person and number. And top of page 165, the normal rule, which is abnormal, is the neuter plural subject takes a singular verb. We've seen that, haven't we? John 9:3, we'll see it again. But notice if the neuter plural subject, or yes, subject is viewed in mass, excuse me, rather than distinct individuals, that's one thing, but if it is concerned with persons especially, then they would have the plural verb, see? Like my sheep, probata, hear my voice. The sheep are concerned as persons and people who are like the sheep. So the verb is plural, you see. Akousin, they hear instead of it hears. So the rule sometimes is broken for that reason. But regularly you have neuter plural takes a singular subject, a singular verb. In that regard, any questions further on the voice or person of? I move then on page 165. The relationship, the verbal idea, is relation to reality. There's just two facts. There's a fact of somebody's running in past, present, future, or there's the possibility of his running. One is the child runs. Second is if the child runs. So the affirmation of relation to reality is mood. The affirmation of relation to reality, that's what mood is. The affirmation of relation to reality, it's relation to reality, that's what the mood is, in other words. Well, anyhow, there are two essential moods, strictly speaking. An attitude of mind on the part of the speaker, says Robinson. There's two essential moods on top of 166. From two viewpoints. One is that which is actual, and that which is possible. Now, if it's actual, the indicative is the mood you talk about. That's the actual one. Somebody, John is, or I am, or John runs. A possible action may employ one of three different moods. If it's viewed as contingent upon certain existing and known conditions, that's being objectively possible. That's subjunctive is used. That's a lot of words, but that means if it's possible and it's objectively possible, use a subjunctive. Secondly, if the action is conceived as possible without reference to existing conditions, being subjectively possible, the optative is used. Oh, that I might do this, or I want to do this, I would like to do this, that's the optative. And where the mind purposes the realization of a possible action through the exercise of the will upon an intermediate agent, conditioned upon the agent's response being volitionally possible, the imperative is used. In other words, pick up that chair. Say, pick up that paper. Go here and go here. You, as a speaker, realize it could be done if they would just do it. The intermediate object, volitionally possible. So, in other words, the real is the indicative. The potential have three moods, subjunctive, optative, and imperative. So they'll take that up under four heads. The indicative, the subjunctive, optative, and imperative. That's what he's saying. We won't bother with these small remarks on the page 166, 167, which is more on what mood is and what it isn't and the bantering back and forth. Let's take up the indicative mood. First of all, that's the declarative mood. It's a simple assertion. It's the mood of certainty. The indicative does state a thing is as true, but does not guarantee the reality of the thing. That's interesting. It says that it states it in true as far as you're stating it, but you don't know whether it really is. At least in your mind, you're stating it as a truth. The mind of the speaker, statement under discussion. So first of all, we have the declarative indicative. In the beginning was the word ein hologos. Simply declares the most basic significance, declaring a simple fact. He was the Word in the beginning. Unbelievers don't believe it, but that is the simple truth, no matter if they believe it or not. The second, the interrogative indicative, that is inverted. What do you seek? What do you seek? The viewpoint in reality, but it's a question. It's a simple question. And the interrogative indicative assumes that there is an actual fact which may be stated in answer to the question. Whom do you seek? Or what do you seek? And that's the fact. The top of 169, the cohortative indicative. That's the future indicative, sometimes used to express a command. Agapeses ton plesion. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the future, but it is a cohortative type of command. It's like the future used as an imperative, in other words, but it's still in the indicative. Then there's the potential indicative. Sometimes contingency is there, supplied by on. See, the nature of the verb idea, the potential, the on. A-N, alpha nu is the usage of. There are three types of this, three ideas. Indicative of use is a claim of obligation. Who ought to be here before thee? Who's ede epi su parenai? Who ought to be here? Acts 24:19. If the Jews have something to accuse me of, says Paul, they ought to be here right in your presence accusing me. It's the obligation potential indicative.
Where's the on there?
Well, sometimes there is. Sometimes the idea being supplied by the use of on. See, it doesn't have to be. That's right. They ought to be here. Ede, you see, is they should be. It's bound to be, and that's more or less right in that idea of deo, to be bound to.
That's what his potential has potential be
there. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's potentially on. That's right. The indicative may be used to express an impulse. Euchomen gar anathema enai, for I could wish to be accursed. That's still the indicative. I could wish an impulse. Potentially, then the indicative uses certain forms of condition. A es hoda, if thou hadst been here, he would not have died. Apathanon, this of course would be the first class. This would be the second class, I guess. If I'd been here, but you weren't, contrary to fact condition. See, this would be your contrary to fact condition. It's a form of a condition. Still, you can use an indicative there. And the conditional sentence without on, see Galatians 4:15. So here are your different types of indicative, declarative, interrogative, cohortative, potential, those four. Any questions on that one? All right, the subjunctive, page 170 at the top. This is the mood of mild contingency, the mood of probability. And it's just a probable thing that would take place. Three moods are akin to each other by being related to a common idea, that of potentiality. These moods of subjunctive and optative and imperative. We'll skip the small print in these things, a close relation of subjunctive with the imperative, and hortatory subjunctive and subjunctive prohibition. There are certain subjunctives that are used as imperatives, so they're very well closely related. But the subjunctive mood is basically probability. The first use, the hortatory subjunctive, chapter 171, that means hortatory means to encourage, to urge somebody to do something, to exhort. See, exhortative, see, exhort, exhort. That's what hortatory means, to exhort or to urge somebody, please do this. So, kratomen, let us hold fast. A hortatory subjunctive, that's almost like a command, isn't it? It is a command in a sense, almost an imperative, but let us hold, a sort of exhorting people to hold on to their profession. Then the subjunctive of prohibition, may es en en case, let us, lead us not into temptation. Prohibition, that's still, may you not lead us. Prohibition of an idea there. And then the deliberative subjunctive, te apo, you mean, what shall I say to you? Deliberative, meaning, what am I going to say to you? A rhetorical device sometimes. And this is still, what might I say to you? What can I say to you? Deliberative, what is the question? And then top of 172, the subjunctive of emphatic negation after ume. Ume ekphugosin. They shall not possibly ever escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. So this is the emphatic negation subjunctive that's used. And then the potential subjunctive, the final one. I charge thee that thou guard these things, phylaxes. That thou guard these things possibly from any somebody coming and stealing them. It's a potential guarding, and it's a subjunctive, and the objective, object or conditional clauses are included in this. Henna after henna, that you keep these things and guard these things that you have received. All right, any questions on any of these before we close for tonight?
I have a question.
Yes.
With this, many times I was troubled with this. God is not leading us into temptation. He is not tempting us.
That's right.
Now this must be something, and Greek must be otherwise than it's translated wrong.
And in case from Pharaoh, and in case is aorist, and don't even begin to lead us. He doesn't do it anyhow, but see, they think that this is the prayer that they are to pray. He would not lead us into temptation, but this is the prayer that the disciples were taught to pray, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Deliver us from evil.
Deliver us from evil, yes, but...
Is that temptation as in testing? Or
testing, yes, be testing, perosmos. So that would be testing...
Wouldn't necessarily be a solicitation to evil, would it?
No, not necessarily, testing...
This is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is not temptation to the evil.
That's right. Okay. That would be an answer to that.
I could not see that until now.
All right, that's a good question. Any other comments or questions before we go? All right, we're going to go ahead. While we close the word of prayer, did well tonight. Let's keep up the good work. We'll try to. Bill, you're going to be
same time.
Okay, I'll try to be a little bit more punctual.
Yes, sir.
With our family working punctually, my wife on her toes and so on. We're trying to do it a little bit better. Would one of you please close the word of prayer as we close tonight, please?
Father, we thank you again for the time to be here and the privilege that we have in studying thy word. And we thank you for our teacher. Father, we thank you that for the work that he's doing, Lord, in exposing these men that have departed from the truth. And Father, I pray that each of us would defend your word and take a strong stand, Lord, and just be bold in this area, not ashamed. And help us to live for you this week, Lord, and may we be faithful and obedient and be found to be good stewards of our time and our health and the gifts and talents that you've given each of us. Now I just pray that you dismiss us with your blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you very much.